there. Welcome to the 21st Century Electrifying Prophetic Ministry. Call a friend. Call someone in need of a prophetic word from God. Open up your closed mind and let us get ready to receive the electrifying prophet H.C. Lockhart.
The boss of Reverend H.C. Lockhart, the old original Georgia prophet. I want you to call a friend and call a neighbor and tell them that the prophet of God is now on dial. Tell them to turn that dial right now to 100.5 FM. Far as my voice can be heard. This is about our sweet Jesus. He given his life upon the world. Oh, yes, he did. How sweet his name. Oh, my God. Call a friend and call a neighbor and tell them that the prophet of God is now on dial. As my voice can be heard this morning, it's all about Jesus every day of our life. He made us a great sacrifice. Oh my God, that we may live in peace, in love, in harmony. Oh, I'm going to open up the prayer line, and I'm going to pray for all of those that need prayer. And I believe when I'm saying that prayer changes things. Now call someone that in need. Call someone that are in trouble. Call someone that is sick. And he said in his word, I shall supply your every need according to the riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And we can do anything through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. Oh my God, now write down the 24-hour prayer line. 7 days a week you can call this number and I'll pray for you. Oh, just leave your name and your phone number and your address. I'll write you. I'll send you a message from Jesus. I'll pray for you. I'll send you the word. I'll send you the understanding through Christ Jesus. Oh, yes, I will. Oh, my God. Now write down the 24-hour prayer line phone number and share it with someone that are in need this morning. Because Jesus has rose from the dead. Oh my God. He stayed in the grave three days. But on the third day he rose. With all the power in his hand. And he's still moving. He's still moving and he's not dead. Oh my God. You are dead. Oh my God. But Jesus not dead. Dead in the spirit. Oh my God. Now get ready. Now write down the prayer line phone number. And you call for prayer on this morning. Because prayer, what I'm saying, is free. No charge for God's blessings and God's prayers. God sacrificed his only begotten son. Now that's the truth. He sacrificed. He made a sacrifice. And what did he say? If you believe. If you believe that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son to die, shall not perish, but have everlasting life through what I'm saying, God. Oh my God, we're going to pray for those that are in need, those that what I'm saying, that are in high places. Those that are in low places, those that are in the valley of shallow of death, we're going to pray for them. We're going to give them encouragement. We're going to pray for those that are doing destructive and evil things. We're going to pray for them. Those that are having difficulty problems, having financial problems, having problems there in the home. We're going to pray for you because Jesus died and he rose from the dead. Oh, my God, he has risen in my life. And I'm praying that he has risen in your life. This is your humble servant, Reverend H.C. Lockhart, a servant of God. I'm on a mission for God, and I want to pray for you, daughter. I want to pray for you, son, on to this morning by faith. Write down the phone number, the prayer line phone number, 478-324-3464. Write it down, 478-324-3464. And share that 24-hour prayer line with your friends, with your loved ones, with everyone that you know that need help. I want to pray for you. And I want to tell you that Jesus has rose from the dead. And his spirit, what I'm saying, have risen in me. And into what I'm saying, those that believe in the word of God. Oh my God.
When I think of his goodness and what he's done,
Jesus.
When I think of of his goodness and what he's done. Watch that, Marshall. I gotta give him glory.
All right, mama. All right, daughter. How can you sit there and you know you need a change in your life? And Jesus is all about a change. Our sweet Jesus. Oh, my God. He died on that cross. Oh, yes, he did. That we may live free. And we are free. And we don't even know it. The blessing of God is pouring down upon our life every day. Oh my God, we want to pray. I'm going to pray for all those that need to be prayed for on this morning. Before they broadcast in, we're going to pray. We're going to pray for that woman, that man, that boy, that child that are in trouble. We're going to pray for those that need to come into the understanding of the Word of God. My God is good. My God is wonderful. And his word, when I'm saying, is wonderful and truthful. He said in his word in John 8 and the 32nd verse, the truth will set you free. Oh my God. And many need to know the truth. And Jesus brought the truth upon the world, and the people rejected it. Oh my God, they rejected. Oh my sweet Jesus. Now write down the prayer line phone number right now, where you can be in on this prayer, because I'm going to pray for those that need prayer. We're going to send this prayer out upon the world. Oh, my God. Draw close around the radio now, because the prophet of God going to pray for you. He's going to pray the prayer of faith upon your knees. Because the word said in Philippians, I shall supply your every need according to the riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And oh my God, let the word of God direct your pathway. Oh my God, to his understanding, just let him direct your pathway. Let him, what I'm saying, guide you under his understanding. Our understanding, oh my God, but Jesus' understanding is true, not cloudy. No, we wanna let Jesus direct us on today, and we got something to celebrate. Because Jesus died and he rose from the grave. And oh my God, if he wouldn't have died, if he wouldn't have rose from the dead, how things would be right now in your life? Don't you know God is blessing you? Don't you know God woke you up this morning? And you was enclosed in your right mind and your blood was running warm in your vein. Now touch yourself and see if you're still alive. Yes, you're alive. Oh, my God. You got time to get things together. Now, we're going to pray about it. We're going to pray about your knees. We're going to pray about everything that's going on negative about you. But write down the prayer line phone number now. And you make sure you dial that number, because the prophet of God going to pray for you. Oh, yes. Oh, my God, Jesus. Jesus has rose from the dead. And you got a chance. You got a chance to get your life together. Oh, yes, I'm talking to you, young man. I'm talking to you, young lady. You must, when I'm saying, believe. And you must, when I'm saying, bring Jesus into your life. I know when I'm saying how the devil have tricked you. I know when I'm saying grief have, when I'm saying, took over. Oh, my God. But you know, our sweet Jesus died for us. He made us great sacrifice. Oh, my God. God let his only begotten son go to the cross. Oh, yes. God written that script. It couldn't be changed. Nobody could change it, because God written the script. Oh, my God. And his word. And his word cannot be changed. And what he said in the word, he said, if my word be removed, heaven and earth will move. But my word will not be removed. No. My word will not change. Man should not live by bread alone, but every word proceed out of the mouth of God. Did you understand, man? Did you understand why, what I'm saying, he let his only begotten son come here, what I'm saying, and die on the cross? Oh, my God. They ridicule when I'm saying, my precious sweet Jesus. Oh, yes, he did. They ridicule and they spit in his face. They mocked him. Oh, my God. And they hung him on the cross. Oh, my God. They nailed, what I'm saying, nails in his hands and in his feet. And they hung him there between the two thieves. Oh, my God. And they gave up, when I'm saying, the evil one. They released the evil one, Barabbas. They released him into the wilderness. And they, when I'm saying, they crucified the Lamb. The Lamb of peace. The Lamb of love. The Lamb of righteousness. Oh, my God. Now, do you know what I'm talking about? Yes. Oh, my God. I want you to get ready now, Mom. Get ready, Dad. And call a friend and call a neighbor. And tell them that Jesus has rose from the dead. And he's still alive. Yes, he's still alive. He's living in the spirit. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. My sweet Jesus. We are, what I'm saying, we are talking about my sweet Jesus on this morning. Do you know he's sweet? He's sweet, what I'm saying. He's sweet to me. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Now get right down this phone number. You start calling, Mama. You start calling dead. You know what I'm saying, what's going on around you. You know trouble there in that home. You know when I'm those cheering, when I'm saying not acting right. No, why are they not? Because they need Jesus in their life. And you need him. Mamas, dad, you need him. Oh, hallelujah now. Now write down the prayer line. Now we're going to, what I'm saying, go in prayer. And we're going to pray this prosthetic prayer upon the people. And we're going to send this prayer out upon the world. We're going to send it out to those that are in darkness. We're going to pray for those that are on skid row. Those that are in the coat room. Those that are in the hospitals. Sick and in the convalescent home. But they still alive. They still can be helped. Oh, we're going to pray this morning. This is the original Georgia prophet. Reverend H.C. Lockhart, oh my God, and I have, when I'm saying, dedicated my life, dedicated all of my earthly possession to Jesus. Oh my God, I give it all to him. I give what I'm saying the glory of to him. Oh my God, we praise his name, his precious, sweet name of Jesus. Write down the prayer line phone number. And I want you, what I'm saying, to share that prayer line phone number with those that, what I'm saying, are in need. As far as my voice can be heard. On this morning, but I'm glad you tune in, and I hope you tune in when I'm saying next Sunday and the Sundays. Now, every first Sunday in every month, the station, what I'm saying, in Atlanta, Georgia. I comes on just one Sunday, there in Atlanta, Georgia. And you'll hear me right now. Now I want you to write down the prayer line phone number now. 478-324-3464. 478-324-3464. I want you to call me. Tell me what you want me to pray for you for. If you got the faith. And I also want you to write down the website address. And I want you to go to the website by faith. By faith. The website address is 21ST Central CENTURY Prophet PROPHET .org. Once again, we want to focus on the website address. We want to pray for it, that it may be a blessing to those that in need of a true direction in the Word of God. Now I'm all about what I'm saying, the Word of God. I don't know what you are about, but I'm about what I'm saying, the Word of God. And I've been standing on the Word ever since 1965. And you can add up the years. I want you to hear that now. And I'm gonna stand on his word and continue to stand on his word. And I believe that Jesus died. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead. He sure did. Oh my God. Now believe that. And I want you, what I'm saying, to believe in your heart that things, what I'm saying, will change now. Now we getting ready, what I'm saying, to pray the prayer of faith. And I want you to call your friends, call your mama, call your relatives, and we're going down to the throne of grace. Because we believe that prayer changes things. Oh, Father God in heaven, we come to you on this Sunday morning. Oh, my God. And we believe that Jesus died and he rose from the grave. And we believe on this morning that all things are possible through what I'm saying, the word of God. Oh my God, if we have the faith the size of a grain of a mustard seed, we know what I'm saying, that nothing is impossible. And we pray what I'm saying from the local government to the state government, to the federal government, we pray, we send out this prayer upon all of those that are serving the people, those that are in the capital of the nation. Oh my God, that represent the people we are praying for. And we want to let them know that, what I'm saying, that Jesus has rose from the dead. And he died for all our sins. And oh my God, he died for the whole world. And we pray what I'm saying for those that are in need. We pray for the poor. We pray for the rich. We pray for the everybody. Because we all together. We all stand together, but when we stand together, the devil cannot divide us. And we pray for those divided homes out there, that they may open the door and let Jesus in their house. We pray, what I'm saying, for those that are having financial problems, those that are having domestic problems, having loved one problems, and all the problems. We pray for those that are in the school, the children that's in the school, throughout the world. The devil have seeped in and confused the children. Oh, we pray for, what I'm saying, the millennials, the young people. They need prayer. They need guidance. Oh, my God, we pray for all those that are doing destructive things. Out there, destructive and evil things upon one another. Oh, my God. We pray for them. We pray for that evil, those evil spirits, that they may be destroyed. We pray for the people that will come together in the name of Jesus. And let Jesus, what I'm saying, come into their life. And let Jesus, what I'm saying, light guide them in a holy way. We pray, for the needs of the people this morning. Those that, what I'm saying, don't know the way. Those that, what I'm saying, need to be shown the way through the word. We pray for those manipulating spirits. Those that are working against the people that are trying to do the right and the righteous things. I never seen the righteous forsaken and my seed begging for bread. Oh my God, we pray that the righteousness will prevail. We pray, what I'm saying, that Jesus will come into the lies. We pray, what I'm saying, that Jesus will touch those that in need, those that in the hospitals, those that are sick, those that need a healing upon the body. And we send out, what I'm saying, the word of God, the true word. We, what I'm saying, pray for everybody that they may come together and pray together and come on, what I'm saying, the same page. Oh, we pray for that confusion. We pray, what I'm saying, for love will come into those that don't know, what I'm saying, how to love. We pray, what I'm saying, that Jesus come into their life and deliver them from all of those that evil. We pray for blessings upon the people everywhere. In every walk of life, we send out this prayer upon those that don't know no better. We pray, when I'm saying, that they come into the light of Jesus and let the light of Jesus shine upon the life. We pray, when I'm saying, on this morning. And oh my God, we open up, when I'm saying, the prayer line, and the prayer line is open. And oh my God, write it down and start writing it down right now. The prayer line phone number, 478-324-3464. Once again, that's 478-324-3464. That's the prayer line. Call right now, and I want to pray for you. Reverend H.C. Lockhart, the original Georgia prophet. I want to pray for you, mama. I want to pray for you. Prayer changes things. And this prayer will cost you nothing. Jesus died. He died. It didn't cost you nothing. He died for you and I. That we can pray. That we can pray. And that we can move in a positive way in his understanding. Oh my God. We pray for those, what I'm saying, that can't help themselves. Those that can't pray, we praying for them. Those that can't, what I'm saying, walk, we are praying for them. Now call, what I'm saying, the prayer line. Whatever your problem might be, God, come on, I'm saying, is able. God is able to fix things where the devil have messed things up for you. He can unfix it. He can bless you. He can deliver you on the day. Now call me. Call the prayer line. Dial it. Don't be afraid to call and ask for prayer. I want to pray for you. I'll call you back, and we will pray together. We'll come into, what I'm saying, a one-on-one understanding about your situation. It will not cost you anything to call in for prayer. 478-324-3464. That's once again, that's 478-324-3464. That's the 24-hour prayer line. Men are calling. Men are being blessed. Men are being delivered through the power of Almighty God. Oh, my God. Call. I want to pray for you. This is Reverend H.C. Lockhart. Remember, tune in next Sunday. The same time, the same dial. I will be coming back your way and share the word. Share the prayer line with someone that is in need. Phone number is 478-324-3464. May God bless you and may God keep you. In what I'm saying, the Spirit, in the holiness, in the true word of God. Oh, I love you. And Jesus love you, my sweet Jesus. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Call the prayer line, 478-324-3464. May God bless you real good.
For me, I'm so glad you shed your blood for me. Thank you.